Looky, looky, who decided to show up for the show?
Yeah. You know, I'm not really too happy about it, to be honest with you.
So, look, I assumed at the start of the show that, like yesterday, when we were talking, you're like, I set my alarm for 6 a.m. Why did I set my alarm for 6? Did you not then change your alarm from 6 a.m.?
I don't know. No, I definitely did. I changed it back to where it was before, but I don't know. I have no idea. So I got a new phone, right?
Uh-huh.
Missed the alarm. I set it for 6 a.m. yesterday for some reason. I don't know. No, that's when the show starts.
Yeah.
You need to be up before that.
Yes.
So figure that out. This morning? I don't know.
I don't know.
Here's another thing is they don't have the same alarm.
Oh, don't
that
you
I had on my.
Don't you
no,
try
I'm serious.
Blame this phone.
No, shut up. Shut up. Listen, hear me out. Hey, I'm pissed off. So don't. I'm not lying to you. So they don't have the same alarm as my other phone. So now I don't even know if I'm waking up to it. I really don't. So I know I set it right this morning.
Well, the good news is, Hunter, we'll wait for you to get on air, and then we'll do the show. Up until you get here, it's just
dude,
nothing.
It might be at this time every day from now on.
It's all right. The first break doesn't matter. We don't do anything in the first break. We'll just sweep out until you're up and good and ready. You get your coffee, maybe a nice bowl of cereal, maybe a nice breakfast croissant, and then we'll start the show. It's fine.
See, here's the problem, Brock, is I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know if I heard the alarm.
You know what? Hell, let's just scrap the 6 o'clock hour. We don't need... We'd let you get plenty of sleep in there, and we'll start the show at 7.
Apparently, 7:05,
we'll be fine. Well, look, you're here now. All is right with the world, so let's get started. It is time for your WTF of the day. Let's get it.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
This is nuts. And honestly, after just having a baby, like, it doesn't make it seems unrealistic when you just think about it. But then when you get into the hustle and bustle and craziness of the delivery ward, you're like, okay, maybe I could see this. So imagine growing up with the wrong parents. All right. A hospital in Spain has admitted they screwed up and accidentally swapped 2 baby girls almost 20 years ago. One of them figured something was up, so she got a DNA test that proved that she wasn't her parents' biological daughter. The girls were born 5 hours apart and both needed incubators. The hospital says they haven't been able to figure out who exactly messed up or how they did. Let's not just worry about that. Let's just say we messed up, we swapped babies, and we're sorry. We're sorry.
Dude, don't you pay dearly for that?
I mean, the hospital's definitely going to probably have to pay... restitution on this. But at 20 years, it's not like it's 10 years. You know what I mean? This is 20 years. These people have their lives are completely different.
Here's the thing is you're not getting that. You're not getting those years back.
No.
It's permanent. Is it damage? I don't know if it's damage or not.
Maybe, though. Let's think about this on a positive note. Now you technically get another set of parents. So does that increase your Christmases?
Yeah.
Now if those parents.
No, because not when it matters. When you're old, you get a bunch of clothes and socks.
That's actually a good point. Good point. Yeah, this is something you want to find out when you're like 10.
Golden years are gone with presents, bro.
No, it's all socks and just crappy stuff and fruitcake. Yeah, they missed out. I will admit, when I was in the hospital, I put a little marker on my baby, so I knew which one was mine each time.
No, you didn't. I put
a red dot right on her forehead, just right in the middle, right there. Yeah. So I'm like, that's my baby.
I'm not sure if that was.
It is. I will say, all jokey aside, it is kind of trippy when they'll take the baby away. They'll go check on her and everything, or check on the baby, and so they just here's just some people that you just met. And they're like, all right, we're going to take your baby for a while. It's like, I don't know you. Why? Yes, I know you're here. But anybody could throw on scrubs, walk in there, be like, oh, I'm going to take this baby over to the baby place.
Yeah, you never see your baby
again. Yeah, if you just had a baby and someone walks in, even though they're in scrubs, and they say, all right, I'm going to take this baby over to the baby place, don't trust that person. The baby place is not what it's called. All right, it's called the nursery, and that person's there to steal your baby. End of story.
Yeah, the hospital's going to pay dearly, though. Yeah. Seriously. If that happened to me,
yeah,
man.
How upset are your parents that do you think your parents are that they didn't get the wrong baby, all right?
Well, they tried. They tried to swap me out, but
sir,
the hospital was
sir,
like, no.
Please, no, you can't switch babies. You have to have that baby.
They were like, really? You're definitely taking this one with you.
Yeah.
We're not keeping this one.
They
could tell right away that I was bad to the bone,
bro. Good. All right, there you go. That is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.